fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth, and good morning. I'm going to continue to walk in the footsteps of St. Paul here. The church gives us in the readings from Acts. Today it's going to be Acts chapter 14, the story of St. Paul and St. Paul's conversion, and how he's living out that conversion and spreading the life of the church. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, I did take some time to lay out Paul's description from Acts chapter 26 of his own conversion and how he encountered the Lord and what the Lord said to him and the commission that the Lord put on him. It's such a beautiful, beautiful encounter, and so much is revealed in that meeting of Paul and our Lord. And our Lord reveals to Paul his calling, his commission to proclaim the gospel. And then he lays out, what does it mean to proclaim the gospel? What's happening when the church proclaims the truth about Jesus Christ? In summary, Jesus put it this way. As he was sending Paul to the Gentiles, to non-Jews, and he said, I'm sending you to them so that you can open their eyes, that they may turn from darkness to light. So as Jesus himself called in his own preaching, remember Jesus said, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. What does repent mean? It means to turn from the direction you're moving in, away from God, to a God-centered direction, to the revelation of God, the true God that's given in the revealing of the kingdom of God in the person of Jesus. And so he's saying here, Paul, I'm going to send you to them, and what needs to happen is you need to turn them from darkness to light. They're in darkness now. They don't know the true God. They don't know salvation, and they're under sin. So he'll say that here in a minute. So the first thing he's going to do is open their eyes so that they can see. They can see what? The light of the glory of God, St. Paul will say later to the Corinthians community, the light of the glory of God that shines on the face of Jesus Christ. Humanity apart from Christ cannot see our purpose and our destiny. In our eyes, you know, the best take on our situation, we're death-directed, that we're here by chance, we live for a short period of time, and we die, and there's nothing after death. The mystery of what human life is and the confusion that comes from the secular cultures and every culture struggle with that question leaves people in darkness. We can't see where we're from without God intervening, without God's help. And God turns the light on so that we can see, and turns the light on in the person of Jesus Christ. So Jesus is telling Paul very clearly, they must turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. Darkness, Satan, light, God. God is light, the apostles tell us, and in him there is no darkness at all. The devil is darkness itself, deception, lies, and he enslaves the human race through sin. Now, Jesus goes on, he says to him, turning them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. So there's a not only an enlightenment that goes on and a conversion of mind and heart, but there's a transfer of kingdoms and power, that the kingdom of Satan, there's real power there. There's real power to enslave the human race, but the kingdom of God is the new power that's breaking in, has broken in for the sake of our salvation, and is revealed in the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ, a power that swallowed up death in victory. The biggest power in the universe that was ever revealed up to the coming of Christ really was the power of Satan. He had the human race enslaved here on earth until Jesus Christ came and broke his power. Jesus is literally in his person, not a vague force out there, but the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus possesses all power and all authority, and he's come to exercise that power. We need that power to be exercised in each one of our lives. Salvation is, friends, the risen Jesus Christ breaking into the life of each human being one at a time, who open their hearts to the gospel, which is the light of Christ being revealed, the revelation of who Jesus is, the call to conversion and repentance. And it's the authority and the power of Jesus that has to break the hold of the kingdom of Satan over the human heart. That's really, as strange as it may sound in 2015, Maybe some of you just tuned in and are listening to this saying, what is this guy saying? This is truly the heart of the mission of the church. This is what it means to set captives free. It's what it means for people to become sons and daughters of God and to walk in the freedom of the children of God. We need power. Power we don't have, nobody else has. There's no power on this earth that can destroy the hold of Satan over a human heart except the one who died on the cross and rose again and made a public show of Satan's power and destroyed it in his own life by his command now. So Paul is grasping for the first time. He's hearing and seeing the majesty of Jesus. His whole world is being turned upside down. His whole understanding, his entire paradigm is being radically transformed and shifted and changed by the light that he's seeing in the victorious, free, majestic Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus says to him, now, I will break them from that power. How does that happen? So they can receive the forgiveness of their sins. The sin problem Jesus, friends, came to deal with. He came to deal with the sin problem, which produces the death problem. Sin kills, sin destroys. Sin lays hold of us. If we're in sin and we're not in Christ, we're in sin without it. Without Christ, we're in sin. That's just the way it is. We're under the dominion and the power of sin. Sin reigns, St. Paul tells us. We need the reign of sin to be broken. We can't break it on our own resources. That comes through our sins being forgiven by Jesus. The one whom is primarily offended by our sin is God himself. And God, with his mercy and power, extends the forgiveness of sins. All our debts, all the sin we have gets taken away. Jesus, friends, has come in mercy. He's come in mercy to forgive us of our sins. And this gives you a sense of how clear Jesus is and about the importance of understanding the power of sin, how serious sin really is. Unfortunately, in the world, there's such a diminishing and a diminishment of sin. Friends, sin's so serious that the Son of God had to come and bleed and die on a cross to become a sacrifice for our sin to break its power over us. Sin is a really big deal. It's a very big deal. In fact, sin is the only thing that you should really be worried about in this world. Don't sin is what we're being commanded to. Now, we know all of us sin and fall short of the glory of God. The just man falls 7 times a day. Jesus is not here to condemn us. He's here to forgive us. He's serious about his call on our life. St. Paul, even though he had this magnificent revelation, St. Paul sinned in his life, even after this revelation, and needed to seek forgiveness. And God, in his mercy, forgives him. Jesus came to free us from sin's hold. So he said, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith. He wants us to be set apart, to be a priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart for him. That's what it means to be sanctified. You see, in today's reading in the Acts chapter 14, there's a lot of stirring. Wherever Paul goes and proclaims the gospel, he does it fearlessly, and people get mad at him. And it says, you know, they attempt to kill him, and here they actually stone him in this reading. It says, in those days, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. On the following day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. So Paul's proclaiming the gospel in the temple area in these cities. He's proclaiming it in public. He's talking to people. He's performing signs and wonders. And he's causing quite a stir. And the religious leaders and the pagan religious leaders, both the Jewish leaders, but also the pagan religious leaders, don't like it. It's bad for business on their part. They resist him. And what's happening is not just a conflict between 3 different kinds of religion and claim over certain territory. What is really happening is Paul's proclaiming what Jesus told him to proclaim, essentially what he saw. And what he saw is that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus is the one. Jesus is the true God. He's the only God. He's the only power strong enough to save the human race. And he's full of glory And for the human race to be saved, we who have fallen from glory, the entire human race needs to be raised to glory. And we don't even know what that means until we see it on the face of Jesus. And that's what the gospel helps us do. We see it. And so Paul is extending that kingdom, and he's extending the reign of Jesus. And what's happening is he's experiencing the resistance of the world to the claims of Jesus. Paul's not surprised. Jesus told him it would happen. Neither were the apostles. They understood because Jesus, they saw the world, the powers of the world, the flesh and the devil resist Jesus and finally to crucify him. And Jesus said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the world. I've overcome the world. If you're going to follow me, though, you need to understand you're going to experience pushback. Unless, of course, you accommodate the faith and you live in two worlds and you decide, I want people to like me. I don't want people to not like me. So I'm going to be really quiet about what I believe and really what's at the heart of my life. I don't want conflict and I don't want pushback. That's a very common experience, I think. And it's getting revealed more and more in our time as the culture becomes more openly hostile to Christianity and to Christian claims and to the universal claims of Jesus, the truth claims of his lordship and majesty over the entire creation. There's resistance and pushback. Behind that resistance, friends, it might be just an unbelieving neighbor or a work colleague, but behind that is the kingdom of darkness, is a satanic realm of Satan and his dominion and his demons who are literally resisting the claims of God over his own creation. There's a battle going on deep in every human heart. So as the reading goes on here in Acts, it says, after they had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch. This is the place where Paul was just mentioned he was stoned. They left him for dead until the disciples came. And they prayed with him and God raised him. He was not dead, but God raised him. I assume he wasn't dead. And he went on to proclaim the gospel. And then Paul tells the disciples this. The passage says, they strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith. That is, Paul and Barnabas exhorted the disciples in these cities. And Paul said to them, it is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. That's a fundamental truth. That's a fundamental principle. And it's one that Jesus, in his own words, told every disciple, everyone who wants to be his disciple, everyone who comes after him to follow him, to come to terms with this. It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, friends, life ultimately in God for all eternity is our home. That's what we're destined for. That's what we're made for. Between here and there, there is resistance because we live in enemy-occupied territory. We literally live in a place where there are spiritual forces set against our reaching the kingdom. And we're going to experience hardship getting from here to there if we're seriously following Christ. That's the call. And St. Paul is such a tremendous example for us. And he's praying for us today, along with all the apostles, that each one of us could live in that courage and fear of the Lord and the consolation of the Spirit. God bless you. Have a good day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.